If you don't want this to happen...
And flip!
No, no, no. We meant this one.
What? Watch it!
Then you need to stay tuned to this video. It's getting windy, Eddie.
So CD8309 asked, I've watched setup videos but have never seen anyone address wind ratings. Can you give us an idea about safe versus unsafe weather conditions? Thanks, guys.
So if you feel like Zeus is coming down, then it's probably not safe. But what's our policy on this?
Well, here's the thing. I'm talking from personal experience. And here in Texas, it gets windy, but I know, like, up north,
Chicago.
Like, it's really windy, some of these cities. So one thing that I've learned from experience is the wind rating. Like, I'll look at the weather, and it'll say, like, hey, it's a 20-mile-an-hour wind. Okay, no problem, because I've set up in 20-mile-an-hour wind. But if the wind hits a certain area that you're trying to set up different, like sometimes there's, like, valleys, if that makes sense. And the way that the wind hits the valley, it increases. I don't know if it's like, it's like kind of like what's it called? Like concentrates the wind to punch that specific area. Because I've been on a site before.
Yeah, I understand.
And I was like, oh, 20 mile an hour, no problem. So I'm setting this thing up. And when I go like to go up with the legs, and next thing you know, I'm being dragged by this tent. Like I'm talking about like literally like maybe 20 feet I'm dragged. And it's not up yet. It was a high peak. It was 20 by 20. I put the legs on it. I put the straps on it on the cement block to hold it. And these blocks are like, I don't know, like 350 pounds or whatever. And so this thing drags me this distance. And the person's like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, my pants are all tore up
because it's on.
my pants are all tore up because it was like, I was on concrete, and it basically gave me like not carpet rash, but like. Concrete rash,
concrete rash
ripped me up, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah, missed the pinky.
And I told the person, I'm like, we're not setting this thing up. And they're like, we have to. And I was like, did you see what it did to me? Like, we're not going to do this. But
it's the turn opposite way.
Yeah, every tent has a tent rating on it. So just look at your manufacturer. You don't even necessarily have to buy the tent to look at it. You just look on the website. They'll give you, like, the wind rating and stuff like that. Well, that's what it's rated for.
Yeah, and we'll put a graph up here that shows some general research that we pulled up.
Yeah, so, like, cross cables, West Coast, pole tents, even frame structure tents. They're gonna all have different wind ratings, and some are easier to put up.
So let me get this straight. Mm. So you said it's not how big the boat is in the ocean, but how much motion in the ocean when the tent flows up.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Or is that from a text different?
You're talking about, I don't know. That sounds good, but I'll say, yeah, that sounds great.
What you were talking about?
Yeah. Something like that. But like even like for instance, like a lot of these structures that go up, the part that the wind can grab and blow on is actually the top, you know, anything, because it has more surface area to blow on. So like a lot of times on these structures, you're just building the frames up, and you're not gonna have no problems. And then they'll go in the little tracks, and they'll feed up, which, you know, at that point everything's anchored down. Versus other ones, you know, you have to put the top on it, and it's all the, so it varies, to be honest with you. But I generally just I go out on the site and see, you know, if it's 20 miles an hour or, you know, below, we will generally go ahead and do it. But you know, once it gets up there in like 25, 30 and stuff like that, and you're going to push the tent up, that's when it starts getting kind of iffy, because, you know, for bigger tents, you're going to use like tent jacks and stuff like that. But when the wind grabs it, a lot of times it just takes it straight off the tent jack, and then now you're having fun, and it gets kind of sketchy, and you're like trying to put the leg in, hoping the wind doesn't drop
like
this thing
video
down. And,
yeah,
but yeah, it's a lot of stuff. But good rule of thumb, you try not to do it. You take everything with precaution over 20 miles an hour. But
yeah,
it can take more wind than that. But.
So also too, one thing we did learn, if this is the ultimate checklist, make sure you get it down below. But it said often checklist is the tent. If the wind is blowing at the back side of the tent, you have less risk for the tent to get pushed this way. But when you do set up, don't really matter what miles per hour if you set up on it. If the wind is going underneath the tent, then it's just a parachute, and you're gonna be doing like, oh, when the people on the thing, like, hold on, wait,
no, just don't even hold on, let it go,
let it go, because the tent's gonna be fine, and you most likely not.
Yeah, and another thing that affects is sidewalls. Like, it's just basically like a big
more
sail. Like once the wind pushes through in the tent and has something to push against, which are the sidewalls, it's going to be able to make, you know, it's going to be able to do more moving around. And the more moving around, stakes get loose. And that's why you use, the stake bar, because you want multiple stakes on certain areas. But, you know, just all these things that come in consideration. But, yeah, for the most part, the more surface area the wind has to push against, the more risk things happen. So, like, if you have, like, a big thunderstorm coming in, a lot of times what we do is we'll take off the sidewalls, and we'll even drop the legs sometimes because we don't want the wind to punch underneath it. But otherwise, we've been in situations where, you know, we're too far out. You know, the job's like 2 hours away or something like that. And we'll just come out and just, you know, call insurance, next insurance, and they'll take care of everything because, you know, some of those things that you can't do anything about it. But just tell the people, you know, to evacuate it, because when you get like a tornado or stuff like that coming through, you really cannot do anything about it.
Because the house can't even stand for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever? Yeah. But just when you stand up, just like they said, it's different stuff you can do. Generally, just for your safety, always have it attached to a stake. Even like literally anything is better than. Even if you only got water barrels, use a water barrel. It's better than you on there. It'll work better than you trying to hold it. Just have it attached to something. And then also too, you know, it just depends on what you're trying to do for the most part. But as long as you have it when you put it up and you have it attached to some type of anchoring point, it'll just make it a lot easier to do. Specifically, that is rated over 300 pounds or more for each leg for whatever you're doing. Now, like Eddie said too, like now once you get the tent up, it's a whole different thing. These tents, when they're properly set up, can be at what you said, like 50 miles per hour.
For most of them. Yeah, like 50, around up there, 50, yeah.
Not
65.
No pop up tent though.
No, pop up tents are not.
Pop up tent. We came back. The pop up tent structure was locked down, but the whole top, the
destroyed.
Everything destroyed. Besides the legs were just standing up like this.
Yeah, the whole thing's shifting. That's the main thing. When the wind's pushing it, it's not just coming in like one wind. It's like multiple gusts. The gust is what really gets you. Like when it pushes through, that's when it does the most damage. And if it's not stake down properly or installed, then that's when you start having issues.
Yeah, but usually if you don't, you do what you gotta do. And surprisingly, this one guy showed us, if you don't have a stake bar and you have shorter hook stakes, this guy showed me a specific way of how to get them down.
Stake.
Yeah, you double stake them and lock them into each other, so when it pulls on one, it pulls on the other, and you can do some interesting stuff with that. But for the most point, you really just want to really just want to have stuff latch down, so when you put it up, you have it staked up, or you have it put to a cement block that actually weighs something.
500 pounds.
Or if you, even like when we do use a couple times water barrels and stuff for things, it's like you got to have it staked to something, because I know we talked about water barrels bad, but water barrels are better than any not having nothing. I can 100% guarantee that.
If
I knew what we knew in that one 40 by 80, we would have just did the whole thing in water barrels, because at least the tent would have still been fine. It would have been less issues, but when you, like, you need to have at least a certain amount of weight. No matter what you do.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Matty Salcedo.
And we're the Rental Boys and Gals. Hey, make sure you subscribe, like down below, and then comment down any questions you have so we can answer them in the next video. Thank you guys so much for watching. Get that ultimate checklist as soon as possible. Hugo said he's trying to pay his rent, so we need this. And guess what? How much is it, Eddie?
It's free.
For free!